This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
His government name is Hollis Mapp, but soca fans know him as Mr. Killer. Today, we celebrate this true Caribbean icon. He's an international soca monarch, award-winning performer, and a Grenadian powerhouse who changed the game with his energy, passion, and pure vibes. The stage will never be the same. Join me in welcoming our brother from the Spice Isle, none other than Mr. Killer.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiant.
Hey guys, it's your girl Basha, and welcome to the Basha TV podcast. Yo, I'm so excited. We have a legend in the building, icon. In fact, I think I might be related to this man, but you know, when we start a cook, I'll give him a hint. Ladies and gentlemen, Basha World, I present you with no other than Mr. Killer. How are you going?
I'm all right. How are you? Blessed love and greetings. Blessed love and greetings to the Basha World.
Oh, my favorite world. Mr. Killer, thank you for agreeing to this interview. I know that, you know, you don't do a lot of interviews. And for that reason, people like to say that you're an introvert. You know, word on the street is that you're an introvert. Performances that I see on TV where you pick up something, anything, and throw it all over the place. That is not introverted behavior.
Well, you know, there is sometimes a human being are capable of having, you know, what you call sides and whether people call it alter ego. You know what I mean? I'm Gemini, so there is more than one of me. You know, so
you have that twin spirit going on.
Yeah.
I see. I'm half man, half beast.
Yeah. Well, I am half human and half Zion warrior.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, welcome. You know, in my Basha Show days, I never got the privilege to meet you and interview. So I'm so glad that we have this new platform now for top Caribbean celebrities. And you know, the funny thing is, I have to confess to our viewers, right? When I am telling everybody that my jet is stopping in Grenada and we leave Atlanta, and this is so embarrassing. Y'all, Mr. Killer right here in Atlanta. So I went to Grenada and I didn't find him and I come back to Atlanta to meet him.
Yeah, Atlanta is also, you know, one of the base, you know, Atlanta is a place that actually has a lot of creative expressions happening, you know. So between the Caribbean and the US, I kind of over the years chose Atlanta to be as one of, you know.
Dito, you know, as we call it here, the A, you like it in the A? Nowhere like home. Come on. Nowhere like home. Full stop.
Say I like Grenada. Say I like Atlanta. Yeah. I like Grenada. I like Atlanta.
As the song says, you can only drive one car to Atlanta. Right?
Most definitely.
I'm also curious about something else, Mr. Killer. I feel related. I have a deep suspicion. I don't know. This place you were born, how you pronounce that? Guav is Guav, right?
Guav.
Guav, right?
Guav is spelled G-O-U-Y-A-V-E.
Right. My producer spelled it right. But let me tell you something about Guav. Let me tell you something about Basha. This is the first time on the Basha show that I'm actually saying this. I'm Grenadian, you know. My both grandparents are from Grenada. So I'm Grenadian. That's my DNA.
Yeah, the blood. You know? Yeah. I would say this, almost every African Trinidadian has the either between Grenada, St. Vincent.
You know,
that became the workforce of Trinidad.
That was the workforce. My grandparents came from Grenada, you know. Yeah. So I when I'm seeing this, I say, boy, I wonder if me and Mr. Killer related. But when I start to see this pick up thing and throw thing, I don't think I could do that. And you seem like a sturdy fella, but you're not bulky. How are you able to have that energy? Like, what do you eat? You know, do you work out every day? How can you pick up people and things of such sizes?
And weight. really and truly, I always say to people, I think it's how I eat, you know, how I eat, the things I consume. I'm talking to you right now, and I mean, I'm so tempted to eat. I might start eating while
feel free to do what you have to do on this platform.
I'm going to start eating just now, but that's how I feel, you know. I a lot of natural stuff. I even have a herbal cup. I have a natural healing company.
Really?
Healing trees, yeah. Today, I have natural healing trees. The website is naturalhealingtrees.com.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tea making waves right now called Bush Doctor.
Bush Doctor?
It's one of the greatest herbal blends.
We get this on Amazon?
Yes, the Amazon right now is actually sold out. So we have to replenish Amazon, but you can actually order from my site and get shipment the same way.
We're doing that today.
Right, so we ship internationally and everything like that. So growing up, my mother is actually a spiritual and a homeopathic healer.
Ooh,
right?
Okay.
So I grew up with natural healing. You know, yeah. I saw her fix things that the hospital wasn't able to fix, and, you know, reverse things that the hospital wasn't able to reverse. So growing in a home like that, I always been drawn to the natural ways of life. So I try my best to eat in the best way that I can, you know, consume the things that will be positive to my body and not have a negative effect on my body. You know, I mean, medication, it begins with our food. Because imagine if you can feel sick and you go to the doctor and the doctor gives you a little pill to take, like this. You take this pill, you pop this pill, and then you feel better. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By something that you just consume. What about all the food that we pack into our mouth daily? If some of that could have the same ingredients, which it could, because most of our medication is created from herbs and natural things the same way, without the chemical and, you know what I mean, the application that they have where they make it something that you would depend on.
Yeah.
Without that part of it, some of the herbs contain the same ingredients.
Yeah.
But if we can compact that daily, then we should be okay.
Wow. So not only are you an award-winning entertainer, you are a serious businessman.
Business is it.
Business is it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, but I guess the successful ones like you, the music business is serious business. So that is a business by itself. And to add all these other types of businesses, you know, kudos to you. I'm impressed. Let's talk about the spiritual side of your life before we even go into the music. Because based on our pre-discussion, I just sense a a strong spiritual foundation. The way you were very chill, we had some technical issues, but you just seemed so chill. Like, you know, you had me saying to myself, well, he's going to work it out. You seem so calm, which is a different version of the Gemini. You're not calm on stage. And you made reference to your mom being a healer. And this side of your business where you, the bush doctor, is it, that's the correct pronunciation?
As you say, bush doctor, 1 second.
Okay. Mr. Killer, you're going to see Mr. Killer walk out and in a lot because he likes to do that, apparently. I want to see what he went to pick up. He go to pick up this time.
So,
whoa, bush doctor.
This is what it looks like.
So is this a tea?
This is actually a tea. There is 20 tea bags in there. Wow. And the ingredients is in this, if you can see, it is actually soursop, vauvin, moringa, bay leaf, St. John's bush, sea moss, clove, ginger, and guava leaves.
I'm buying this for my husband, but I hope I don't get pregnant.
This tea the other day actually saved one of my friends. And when that happened, I really understand what God does be doing, what the Father be doing sometimes when he pushes you in certain places, when he makes certain things difficult for
you.
You know, don't feel like the all the time in that realm that we exist in, and we pray to the creator of all things, that he does not sometimes let you understand that fire could burn you. You see what I'm saying? And it's true. Me damaging my body is, I mean, when I was doing all the crazy sports, whether it's martial arts, off-road biking, performing, not eating. I wouldn't eat for like food for like days sometimes. I would just drink juice, eat a sandwich, do something like that. I would just feel like I'm Superman, going.
Really?
I was way younger. One time my body crashed. And when I went home, well, I couldn't fly. I couldn't ride in my elevator. I couldn't ride in my car. Couldn't do none of those things. My body was completely disorientated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I called my mother.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, she was upset. So she took about 3 days before she could respond to me. Even if I'm in the hospital, that's how strict she is. She said, rude. A man will have to fend for himself. That's our rule, because I think I want to do my own thing, you know what I mean? So I said, think be of yourself, da 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 da. And I'm off doing my own thing. You know how children could be. And when you're in that state, it doesn't matter what's happening, she will still make sure she has a method that straightens you out. So even at that moment, you know, she took about 3 days. After 3 days, she told me, all right, go to the market, get this, get that thing, do this, use this, get raw eggs with this, da da da. After that, in about 4 to 5 days, I couldn't fly.
Wow.
I went back into a state where I could have fly. I got home, and then my mother said to me, I was building a little apartment where I was building the studio, the house where I grew up. I was building the downstairs and putting a studio in my room and stuff like that, you know, at that time, really young. And she said, here, what? You're going to go there, and you're going to put your mattress on the floor. You understand? Then I'm just putting the windows, just putting the doors and stuff like that. I ain't have no bed, no nothing there. She said, but move from upstairs, go downstairs. And put your mattress on the floor. I am going to cook and I'm going to feed you every single day, but you're going to fix yourself.
Wow.
She said, you're going to fix yourself. I am going to feed you every day. I'm going to cook for you. You're going to fix yourself. I was mad. A part of me doesn't know how to understand that. I was upset because I'm like, mom, in my mind, it's like, you fixing everybody else, healing people. What do you mean? I have to fix myself.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of days, you know, I've been there by myself. And this is the first time I'm speaking about this on an interview.
I appreciate that.
It was one of the greatest moments in my life. It was one of the greatest turning point in my entire life, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, when the Father gives you certain experience, or you are in certain pain, or when you make your head hard and you fall, remember that the Father never completely lets you go. He's just waiting for you to turn your ears and your eyes onto Him. You see? Mm-hmm. And in that moment, while I was there for days by myself, after about the third day, I felt like I started to download. I remembered something very, very important. I read a book one time when I was way younger, searching for spirituality the same way. Mm-hmm. The book said, at the end of it, why did you read me when everything that you read, you already know? It is called genetical memory. It lives in your blood. But what your ancestors have seen, and what they know, you know.
Mm.
You see? But the only how you would know is until you understand that knowing makes you know. So you better know for you to be able to know.
That's deep.
See? So at the end of the day, when I would like get ready to go to sleep, you know, mm-hmm. I would go back in all of those thoughts and all of those things. And in the morning when I wake up, there will be answers there for me. You see? Mm-hmm. I would wake up and my mind will tell me, do this. That little voice will start speaking to you. Do this. Do that. Stand this way. Put your body in this position. Breathe this way. You understand? Because yeah. I started to understand that I can download that every, I remember from that same little book a long time ago, that every system has been designed after the systems of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Every machine after the human anatomy.
Huh.
So the computer downloads from the internet, and I am able to download from the ether. So when my body, when my mind would tell me to do this and to do that, I started to do it. And after a couple of days, my body...
How long ago this happened to you, Mr. Killer?
This is about a good 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, when this thing started to happen, I started to... Because I started to study spirituality from a very young age, because I born in a spiritual home, my mother, a reverend minister, my mother, you know, I'm in a spiritual healer. And not she ain't regular. So, you know, you grow up in a home where you see that a whole different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
An anger at a whole different level, you know what I mean? People being, things being reversed and people being healed and being fixed and all of those things like that. I understand mm-hmm. it's possible. You know, so at those moments while I was...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
There in that space, I started to download. And I started to feel like a superhuman.
Oh.
I started to get the opportunity to speak to the Father, but we are so ungrateful.
Huh.
Human beings, we are so
tell them
that, you know, and it's not just them, it's us too. Because yeah. You know, when we are down, we get into a space where we hold the Father hand so close. Mm-hmm. And when we start feeling well, we do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, that moment was one of the greatest moments, and I think that is one of the moments that has connected me into that space that my mother was trying to teach me, you know what I mean, at the moment, you yeah. know. So spirituality, natural healing is really and truly a big yeah. part. A big part.
No, I'm definitely gonna get my hands on the Bush Doctor tea bag, and you said you can get it on your website as mrkiller.com.
And there is many many products on there. It's not just the
I want to touch a bit on when did you realize, you know, in our research, it is said that you tried your hand at dancehall and that's really where you started. But in this journey, in this transformation, which you said happened 20 years ago, at what point did you realize that you were meant to have a life in music? Because people don't realize how the connection between spirituality and being an artist of any kind, whether it's an artist who draws, an artist who sings, an artist who acts, it's you have to have a certain level of spiritual conviction to go on this unconventional path. You know, being an artist, a creative in my own world, it's not necessarily a safe road. There's no salary waiting on you at the end of it, for sure, right? At what stage did you realize, like, you know what? My calling is music, in particular, soca music.
There wasn't a realization that my calling was music per se in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Music chose me. I didn't have the chance to choose it. I didn't even have a chance to choose my artist name. Hmm. I didn't even name myself.
So who named you?
At the age of 7.
Yeah.
The first thing I saw on my mother's little black and white television, that mm-hmm. little my television, we had to turn the knob, and sometimes they would push us up on the galvanized so we could go and actually turn the antenna.
Yes, the antenna, yes.
That little black and white television, the first thing I saw was Superman show. Them time Superman actually wearing short pants. Mm-hmm. I saw a Superman show, and I wanted to be Superman. Mm-hmm. But found out I couldn't fly after I jumped off the house with the umbrella and the back step and all them kind of thing. I bust my head, rah, rah, rah. Because as a child, you see the innocent mind of a child, there is nothing impossible. That's mm-hmm. why they say anytime you lose the child in you, you have lost the bravest person, sorry. When you lost the child in you, you have lost the most beautiful and the most brave person that you would ever
be. That is so true.
The most creative person you would ever know.
The creative part, I understand. Yeah.
So as a child, I wanted to fly. I wanted to be Superman, but I realized quickly that I couldn't fly physically.
Yeah.
But the next thing I saw was Michael Jackson. And when I saw Michael Jackson on that TV, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop dancing. I couldn't stop singing. I couldn't stop, you know what I mean? But as I grew older, My mother played a tape for me. I was only 3 years old, and my sister was singing. Them time they used to play the record on the tape on the cassette. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mother played this tape for me, and I was crying, fighting with them to sing. And when they gave me the chance, I was just singing. I was saying all kinds of things. You know, it was a really funny tape. I searched for it for years, but, you know, it got lost. Mm-hmm. I was only 3 years old. You know what I mean? And at that time, I don't know how about choosing a career or choosing to do this or whatever. It was just something that has been there. And then at the age of 7, after I saw Michael Jackson, that was it. By the age of 10, I was already performing on stage. I was already representing my school. I get licks every day for beating the table. You know what I mean?
It's safe to say that Michael Jackson was your muse, that God would have led you to.
That was a switch.
Okay, that was the switch.
That was a switch right there that turned on. You know what I mean? Michael Jackson turned on that switch.
Boom.
That was it. I couldn't turn back. You know what I mean? So I would get licks for running away from music. I would get everything. Everything was just music from then. You know what I mean? So that is when it started for me. And then when I started, I first started with reggae and dancehall, because at the time, you know, those songs like... 3.7 mini broom, is it a glove disease? All that thing, limb by limb, with a cow jump over the moon and those kind of things, knife and fuck for fight for dumb. And that's another ranking challenge. You can't hear with another one thing, cause me, I did do the you know, kind of things like that. And then Bounty Killer, Beanie Man.
Music.
So at the end of the day, that was that was the new music, you know. I was hearing my brother, my older brother, they like all of that dancehall music and stuff like that, you know what I mean? So I first got attracted to dancehall music. Bounty Killer, Beanie Man was my artist at the time, Shabba. So I started with dancehall music first, as a dancehall artist. But so what? When I started as a clash artist.
Oh my God.
I started as a clash artist. So I will find you, it doesn't matter where I want to clash when the day comes. So I will come from school, go home, and then run away. You know what I mean? To go down by the barber shop so I could get a chance to clash.
To clash with somebody.
Somebody. You know what I mean? I would leave school and travel to another town.
Yes.
Then George travel to the city because I hear there is a little bad artist coming for you. So at a young age, being like that, they call me Baby the Killer.
Ah.
So my friends, artist name, they name me that. My community, like, yo, go and call Killer for me. Go and call Baby Killer for me. When somebody come around and they feel their body will come for me. So, you know, that's where the name came from. And as I grow older, you know, getting into music and stuff like that, well, I had a moment where I won all the talent search on the island. And then big talent search, I won a ticket to go to the U.S. and sit in a plane. I thought I was going to Bed of Roses. I thought I made it. Oh. You know, I'm sitting on that plane. I'm going to Michael Jackson country. At the time, maybe around the age of 15 or so like that, you know.
Nice. So hold on, you used to dress up in your white socks and your black loafers and thing like Michael Jackson?
All kind of thing.
But the Jerry curls?
Okay, nah, I didn't like the Jerry curl, but.
Well, let me ask you something. Again, we all understand that era. I came from that era where Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, you start off as a dancehall artist. And for me, there's no... You ended up singing soca, but it don't mean that you're still not a dancehall artist. Caribbean music is Caribbean music. You could, whatever you get the inspiration to do, you pretty much can do. But, you know, there's this current debate about who is the real king of the dancehall, and I would love to get your take on that. Not to put you in a spot, but you brought up Beanie Man. You can't talk about dancehall without bringing up Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, Shabba Ranks, Buju Banton. You know, we have our icons and we love them all. Eh? I don't have anyone on a larger pedestal, but I have respect for musicians. So musician to musician, when you look at it, what is your expert opinion? Would you say the real king of the dancehall is Beanie Man, or is it Vybz Kartel?
Bounty Killer.
Blows and skit.
Is one of the gods of dancehall. Beanie Man is another god of dancehall.
Yeah.
You have people like Buju Banton.
My DJ that.
God of dancehall and reggae. You know? Mm-hmm. Music. Now, you see, the conversation really and truly have to get targeted properly.
Wow. This is a first. Are you there?
I am here.
Yeah. Yeah. They can't stop us. Come on. Let's come. Yeah. You said what? Scottell is lyrically ill or something like that.
Again, so Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Buju Banton, Shabba Ranks, those people are gods of dancehall. Vybz Kartel, one of the most lyrical, versatile, influential artist dancer would ever see, also is also a king of dancer,
right?
And he deserves also that title.
Correct.
Why does people feel like you have to take one from one? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
If Vybz Kartel then is new, then change the rank of the elder.
Correct.
You understand what I'm saying? Change the rank of the elder.
I was saying this to
why our minds only function in such a narrow path?
Yeah.
And change the rank.
Very interesting.
Have a soul and say, yo, this man is a body soul, yeah. Well, the soul that before him then supposed to be general, no?
Correct. You have to show respect to the past.
Okay, so you have to show respect from where it came. What does the root do to the tree?
Yeah.
How then will you continue watering a tree and only want to pour water into the leaves and think it's going to continue to grow?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? If you show respect.
We come from a culture where we like to discard one another, and you know where that came from, right? I mean, a lot of people forgetting recently, I don't know if you remember during COVID when Bounty and Beanie had the versus battle. I think that was the largest battle they had in the versus battle when we were all in quarantine.
In history.
Yeah. So, I mean, only kings could do that, huh? You know what I mean?
I want to see this. The Caribbean, Jamaica.
Yes.
I feel like even Jamaicans themselves, who really love and defend the music, is not, well, I would say some of them, is not fighting, you understand, to even claim what really belongs to them.
Yeah.
And what really belongs to them is way beyond just dancehall.
Yeah.
Jamaica is responsible for hip-hop.
Yeah.
Jamaica is responsible for the influence of multiple monster artists through Africa in Afrobeats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Jamaica is responsible for enough of us, you understand, the dancehall music, for enough of us versatility, even in soca.
In soca.
You see, you have to take from one and try to give another too much.
Cook, killer, cook.
I feel like really and truly we need to just give the praises where it belongs.
Where it belongs.
And learn to let our things grow for what it is. Stop trying to take out branches of the same tree that you're trying to water.
Yeah. Respect our elders.
Respect the foundation. You see, life.
Killer dropping real facts on the internet, giving us pressure. What's up? He'll be back, guys. Be patient, because he's dropping some serious facts right now. Some serious facts. He'll be back. You're watching the Basha TV podcast, and I'm interviewing Mr. Killer. We're having some technical difficulties, but we're cooking. We're talking about, he's giving his take on who is the real king of the dancehall. And, you know, as in my interview with Kevin Little recently, I said, you know, how come in the royal family, the queen mother is known as the queen mother? Once upon a time, she was the queen. So the king father has a title too. He's the king father. You know, I'm happy to hear Mr. Killer share his opinion like that. We're having some technical difficulties. But, oh, my God, this interview is going so good. Not sure what's happening on his end, and I would hate to see it end like this, but we're waiting on him to come back on. In the meantime, I want to remind you to go to Mr. Killer's website, mrkiller.com, where he has several products available for sale to promote a healthy lifestyle. Mr. Killer, if you're hearing me, if I were you, I would come out of the stream and come right back in so we could continue this interview. Yeah. It's unfortunate that we're having this problem, because this has been an amazing, amazing interview so far. I've never had such a discussion with an artist. And this is my first artist from Grenada, my homeland. That's where my grandparents came from, that I've had to interview. And this is what's happening. I feel I could cry, but I'm still so happy that we've been able to get at least half hour of amazing, amazing facts on music, on his life, on his spiritual transformation, just his experiences and what led. And, you know, the fact that he said that music chose him. I'm not sure if we'll be able to continue with this interview, but perhaps if we end now, we can do a part two, and so that we don't mess this up, because this has been an amazing interview. So what we'll probably do is make this into a part one, part two, guys. It's your girl, Basha. Stay tuned for part two with Mr. Killer. Cheers. Thank you.